Text for our sermon, this is day of Pentecost. Our Old Testament reading from Genesis 11, especially these words. And the Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they have one language, and this is only the beginning of what they will do, and nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down there and confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Tower of Babel, the people were determined to become like God, building a tower to the heavens. Their pride knew no end. There was no end to what they would now do. No end to how much sin they would now do. Of course, the Lord in his mercy comes and disperses them through the entire world, confusing their language and preventing their sin. It's the way it is, isn't it? Amid our pride, we think we can ascend to heaven and be like God. If only the tower is big enough, if only the works are grand enough, then we'll be okay. Then God will approve and accept us. Not the way we see it in Genesis 11. The disciples were much the same, weren't they? Those kind of hapless guys that we hear about throughout the Gospels. Always, it seems, doing the wrong thing. And even on Ascension Day, 40 days after Easter, they were looking for Jesus to make an earthly kingdom and rule them as a king. Then they, of course, could be princes. They were building their own tower of pride. Man doesn't change much over the millennia. Always thinking that we know best, and if only God would do what we want him to do, then we'd get our way and all would be well. The disciples did not get their way. Jesus' kingdom is not of this earth. He did not rule an earthly kingdom nor make them princes. Instead, he showed them how much they would have to suffer for his name's sake. God does things his way. Instead of demanding that we ascend to him, he comes down to us. Because God knows the truth, that under the law, there is no way that we sinners could ever ascend to heaven. There is no way that we could ever ascend to where God is. We can't be righteous enough or holy enough or good enough to be accepted by God. For we are sinful. Through and through. Even the best, the biggest, the most important of our works is tainted with sin. God should do with us as he did with those building the tower, as he did with those sinful disciples wishing that Jesus would make an earthly kingdom. He should disperse us forever from his presence because of our sin. There is no way, no way we can ascend to heaven. But you know exactly where this is going. If we can't ascend to heaven by our own efforts and works and deeds, if we're not good enough for God, God in love comes down to us. Comes down in love. Stopping the sin of those building the tower, but even more so, he comes down in love, incarnate, taking on flesh, dwelling among us. The very Son of the Father comes to do the will of the Father, walking among sinners, speaking, healing, doing miracles, looking just like one of us. Only without sin, God comes down. Because we could never ascend, Jesus comes down. And you know what Jesus has done. You know that Jesus went to the tree and on the third day gave his life for sinners. God himself built a tower, not to the heavens, not in pride and selfishness, but in humility and weakness. Tower of the cross stands bigger, better than anything that we could build or do or accomplish. For there on that tree, God took up each and every one of our sins and paid the price. All of those deeds we put forward as holy and righteous that God sees through them, knowing that they are tainted with sin, Jesus paid the full price for. All of those times in pride, we were trying to ascend to where God is by our works and efforts. I can do it, God! Jesus took on himself. All of those times in pride where we wouldn't help our neighbor, God took those on. He died, paying the price for your sins. God came down for you because you could never ascend to him. God humbled himself, taking the form of a servant and giving his life in your place. God came down. What a marvel that is, isn't it? That the God of all things, of all the cosmos, would desire to come here for you, that you would be forgiven, that he would demand nothing of you, no great and holy works, no pious prayer, nothing, but that he would do everything for you. What a shock that is for those disciples, isn't it? That they need do nothing? That Jesus would do everything for them? What a shock it was on Pentecost for those to hear in the marketplace that they didn't have to do anything. What must we do? They would ask. And Peter's reply, repent and be baptized. Jesus has done it all. God still comes for you. For you who are sinful, God comes to join you as one. We see that reversal of the Tower of Babel in our Acts 2 reading, when all the language come back into one, and they can all hear the mighty works of God in their own languages, all of them. The tower is undone, man's pride overturned, God's forgiveness wins the day. So it is even still. As God overturns our pride with the law, showing us who we are, sinners, and gives us himself, he comes down for you again today in word and sacrament to forgive your sins, to strengthen your faith, to encourage you on this pilgrimage, to remind you that he has done it all for you. He gives, as he gave to those 3,000 on Pentecost, forgiveness through simple water and word. He gives to you, as those 3,000 heard Peter's sermon and repented, he gives his word. He gives himself, body and blood, in with and under simple bread and wine, that you would receive him who comes down for you. We know that we cannot, by our own works or efforts, ascend to heaven or earn or win our salvation, but that Jesus Christ has done it for us. He has come down and saved us. He did all the work and gives us the blessings of his death freely. This day, in the Spirit, we receive Jesus once again through word and sacrament. Jesus tells you this day that your sins, all of them, are forgiven. Not because you have ascended, because he has descended and died in your place. In his name, amen.